Alien Pharmacy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, do you speak Spanish or English?
Spanish.
Okay, mi nombre es Will, estoy hablando de parte de Opinion Research. Estamos llevando a cabo una encuesta local en algunos temas. Nos gustaría contar con tu opinión. ¿Nos regalas un par de minutos?
Sí.
Muchas gracias. ¿Entiendes un poquito de inglés para que lo hagamos en inglés?
Sí, más o menos.
Okay. La primera pregunta. Scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
La primera opción.
Very concerned?
Sí.
Okay, thank you. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Will you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland? Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland roads, bridges, and electrical grid and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs. Would you support or oppose this bill?
Creo que la primera opción.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
La segunda. Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Okay, thank you. A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings such as furnaces and water heaters cost 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
No sé, la primera.
Support or oppose?
Support, yeah, I
think. Okay, thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you support or oppose the proposal, okay? The first one, improving electrical grid reliability. Would you support or oppose this?
Yes.
Support? You strongly support that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sí.
Okay, thank you. What about building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms? Will you support or oppose this?
Support?
Strongly or somewhat?
Yeah, strongly.
Thank you so much. What about providing immediate relief after a natural disaster? Would you support or oppose this?
Strongly,
thank you.
Yeah.
What about increasing access to public transportation? Would you support or oppose this?
Support.
Strongly?
Yeah, strongly.
Okay, thank you. What about expanding quality health care? Would you support or oppose?
Yeah, strongly. This is strongly.
Okay, thank you so much. What about protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise? Would you support or oppose this?
Yeah, support. Strongly.
Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you so much. What about installing air conditioning in buildings that need it? Would you support or oppose this?
Yeah, strongly.
Thank you so much. How convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change? Please answer with very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, okay? The first one next is, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flooding management, grid reliability, resilient hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Do you find this statement very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Big oil and gas companies knew about climate crisis back in 1970. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you so much. The communities who have contributed to the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders. It is necessary to step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
I think it's not at all.
Not at all. Okay, thank you so much. Just so you know, we almost done. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, will this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or have no impact on your opinion?
La última.
No impact?
No.
Okay, thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, will this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or it will have no impact on your opinion?
La segunda.
Diminish?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, will this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or have no impact on your opinion?
Yeah, it's the first, la primera.
The first one, enhance your opinion. Okay, thank you so much. Would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs? Will this, are you strongly in support or oppose this bill?
Yeah, strongly.
Strongly support. Okay, thank you so much. If the 2024 election were held today, for whom will you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as an independent?
Trump.
Trump. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. In which of the following age groups do you fall? Are you between 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, or 65 plus?
La segunda.
35 to 49?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Which party are you registered to vote with? Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
La Republicana.
Republican?
Yeah.
Republican? Okay. What is your race? Are you white, Black, African American, or other?
Other.
Okay, thank you. When it comes to your gender, do you identify as female or male?
email.
Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. Gracias por tu tiempo. Thank you.
Okay. Con mucho gusto. Hasta luego.
Okay. Chao.
Bye.